Today is Daf Yud Dalid, but we're going to begin where we left off in Daf Yud Gimel Lamed Beis. It is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines after it gets wide. Omar Rebbe Ilo, Bered Rebbe Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei Derav, Omar Shmai Yeshua Hashem Lokino Hashem Lokot Vinenas, Bishena Yotza. If a person just says the first pasuk and he falls asleep, he's very tired at Shachas. When did they invent coffee? Does anyone know? It's relatively speaking. It's a new,
I should know the answer, but
it's,
I don't.
It's a new thing, coffee. It's not. It wasn't around.
No, but the coffee didn't. I should know the answer.
They didn't exist. Coffee didn't exist. Time of the Tanaim and Meraim. Maybe they had other things.
Awakenings.
Awakenings. It also could be at night.
Okay, it could be at night. Okay. Well, they were up the whole night learning. They were very tired.
But at night, you don't have the same one in the first classroom.
At night, no, it's the same thing. The mitzvah is the same thing, and at Pash is the same thing, and day by night. But a person says the first pasuk v'nenas b'sheina, and he falls asleep. Yotza, he has fulfilled his obligation. He has no further obligation to do anything else. In other words, this was really a continuation of what we learned yesterday. That if you say just the first pasuk that b'dieved, the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is enough. All you need to say is the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. That is also a fulfillment according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's what Gemara says. What was the Kriya Shema Rabbeinu HaKadosh? All he said was Shema Yisrael, and that was it. So Yatza Amalei Rav Nachman LeDoru Avdei. Rav Yochanan said to Doru, his servant, the Psukah Kamot Tzar, and if you see that I'm davening, he had a servant, he had a shamanist that watched him daven every single word. If he told him, if you see that I began to doze, if I begin to doze off during the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, then Tzaron, wake me up, give me a zet to make sure I wake up and I say the first pasuk carefully. Tfeiloi Titz Aron, if you see that I begin to doze off after I've already said the first pasuk during the Ahavta, during V'hayim Shmoa, Loi Titz Aron, do not cause me pain, do not cause me grief. Let me fall asleep, because b'dieved, you have already fulfilled your obligation according to this opinion after you say the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amar le'Rav Yosef, Rabbi, Avucha, your father, Hechiavi Avid, what would he do? What was his custom? What was your custom? What was? I guess he was a very famous personality. This Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, Amalei Rav Yosef, L'Rav Yosef, Berei de Rabba. I guess Rabba, Avucha, your father, Rabba, Hechiavi Avid, what did he do? Amalei, B'Psukama Haveka, Mitzar Nafshe, he would exert himself to have kavana, the first bracha. Tzvei loy havi mitzahar nafshein. Okay, so that's basically the end of this halacha. The Gemara is telling us different madregos and how much you have to say in Kriya Shema, how much you must be mechavein, how much you must say in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Halacha l'maaseh, of course, we paskin, you have to say both parashas. You have to say both parashas to yoy to the mitzvah. You have to say shvoya v'hafta and v'hayim shemoya. If you don't say both parashas, the davar pashi lo yatza, we pass in l'chumra. And as far as kavan is concerned, so Mishnah Berurah says that l'chatilah, the first pasuk, I mean b'diavad, the next ideal thing to aim for is to say the first two psukim until you come to v'chol levav v'hayu adam v'lishnoch v'zam chayim al levavecha. That's the second pasuk. And l'chatilah, you should say the entire first parsha with kavana. Okay, Baruch Shem, we mentioned that's machlek zapoisim. If you don't say Baruch Shem with kavana, are you yoytze or not yoytze? I'm going to yoytze per practa. Now Mar is grouping together many halachas from the same person of Yosef. Peraktan. Peraktan means a person that's lying on his back. He's lying on his back, he's tired. Lo yikru Kriya Shema. You should not recite Kriya Shema because it's gaiva. To lie down on your back facing upwards, it's gaiva. So even though we know, we mentioned this before, that when it comes to Kriya Shema, there's no halach of oimei lifnei hamelach. You don't need to be dressed, you don't need to be wearing a hat, you don't need to be doing all those things which normally are required for Shemon Esrei. When you daven Shemon Esrei, you're standing before the melech malachim hamelachim. When you're reciting Kriya Shema, you're not. So the rules are much more relaxed, but still you're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema b'derech gaiva. It's called Derech Gaiva. We don't really relate to this. Why should it be called Gaiva? Lying down on your back, on your back, as opposed to lying on your stomach. But that's the way Chazal tell us what Gaiva is. So it's sort of kind of prakton. Right, prakton is aser, which is mashma, and your stomach is mutter. It says here it's aser to recite Kriya Shema prakton, meaning lying on your back. That is aser, but it's mashma. If you would say Kriya Shema lying on your stomach, there's nothing wrong. Now, for us, it's hard in our day and age. I don't think we really grasp the difference between the disrespect of lying on your back and lying on your stomach. But that's what it says here in the Gemara. Perakta lo yikra kriya shma. The Gemara is digna mikra hudaloy likrei ha migna shaper dam. The Gemara says, sorry, question, it's mashma. The only thing you're not allowed to do on your back is recite kriya shma. But it's mashma, you are allowed, if you want, you are allowed to stop, lie down. You can go to sleep lying down on your back. That's what it's mashma. The only thing you may not do is recite kriya shma lying on your back. But you're allowed to go to sleep.
Now she gives another reason why not to lie on your back. But now she lie down. Shaykh
Ival Gabi Panav Lamala. Okay, we're with Rashi.
Light the man,
they're going to park there. Shema Yisrael. That's what we're coming to right now. That's Moriz Kasha. But that's Moriz Kasha. Right now, all the Gemara says is Prakten. See, Prakten over here in the pair, I'm using the Masifta. And what is that?
Stomach is no question.
No, but when the Gemara talks about Kriya Shema, what was the reason for Kriya Shema? It says a prakton is not allowed because over here it just says in the Perush, it doesn't say it in Rashi. Kevan shemakabal lavo malchus shemaim derech surara v'gaiva. I do not know where he got this from. I'm reading from the Perush over here in the Masifta. He calls the derech surara v'gaiva. Not from Moriz Kasha. It's only a problem of gaiva. It's not a problem. It's not a problem of what the Gemara is going to say now. You're allowed to lie down on your back and go to sleep. V'ha Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi liyet. He cursed a person, a man, the goni a par kid who lie down on his back because, as Rashi says, because of a problem of with Rashi. Shema yiskasha evoroi besoch shenosoi v'niru l'rabim v'uderech genai. Okay, it might be something which will be not proper. So it's also to lie down in the back, period. So the Gemara says, no, here's the difference. The difference says follows. Amri, they answered. Migna, if you want to lie down on your back, but you want to slightly turn on the side, that's mutter. Kimatzle, if you turn your on your side, shaper dami. Mikra, if you want to recite Kriya Shema lying on your back, it is categorically forbidden, even if you will tilt. It's forbidden no matter what. He will lie down on his back, and he will recite Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, "Shine, Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal Bosa." Have a trivia question. Rabbi Yochanan was a heavy person. He was a Baal Bosa. I'm a Mela, so by him he had no choice. He was the exception. Since he was a Baal Basar, so he was permitted to do so because by him that was the only way he could do so. But a regular healthy person who's not a Baal Basar, the Gemara's Maskan is slightly turn. You're primarily lying on your back, but you just tilt your body slightly.
You're on your side, then you're allowed to.
Yes, for sure. And if you lie on your stomach, you're also allowed to. So sleeping is categorically forbidden because of Gnai. But if a person tilts, that's mutter.
You're saying sleeping.
No,
it's
easier.
It's like you're saying sleeping is
Gnai,
but it's only a point of a
round.
It used to be a curse. You're not allowed to sleep in the back at all.
I don't know the answer. Halach lemaisa, I mean, I don't know what people do. It's something, not everyone. It's not everyone.
Wants to say that you're supposed to sleep the whole night on the left side, and the last half an hour on the right side.
Fall over to the right side.
Well, whatever.
I'm not so sophisticated.
That's how.
Yeah. Okay. Do people do that?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
What? You lie on your left side? Okay.
Left side all night.
Okay. I try. I'm not. I try till
I got used to it.
I can't lie on the back.
I could fall asleep and very happy. Whatever I can. Okay, let's invite them.
Some people find it very easy to sleep at the top.
So the Gemara over here says, I've got. So the Rabbi Yochanan Masav Kori, so the Rabbi Yochanan Shabbal Bosav, the Rabbi Yochanan Masav, when it comes to sleeping, it's categorically forbidden, even on your side. But Kriya Shema, it's only Asur if you're flat. But if you tilt, it's mutter. And this that we find, Rabbi Yochanan did not tilt because he was exceptional because he was a Baal Basa. Next, now we go to Olam Shagmar. We learned in the Mishnah, with Prakim, between the Prakim, Shoyel, you're allowed to ask Mipnei HaKavoit. Now the Gemara says, and you're allowed to be meishif. You're allowed to be shel mebeyakavod umeishif. What does it mean to respond? And shel means to take the initiative. Meishif means to respond. Meishif machmas. Thank you very much. Meishif machmas mai. What are you responding to? If you tell me that you're going to answer me a kavod, it's the same exact thing. You're going to be shoyel and you're going to be meishif me a kavod. Hashta mishal shel. Of course, it goes without saying because it's much more mistav that you should be allowed to do more in response than to take the initiative. So it goes without saying. Hashta mishal shel adu ahadur mibayim. Ela shel me a kavod umeishif shalom chaladam. Leniency. You can even be meishif any, even not me a kavod, an ordinary person you're allowed. The Gemara says that cannot aim a safer. Let's go vaita in the mission, the brisa. Uvm sab in the parak itself shel nayira. Umeishiv meishiv machmas mai ilema mibnei hayira. Of course, hashda mishal shol ahudu mibaya ela mibnei hakavod. You can be answer mibnei. You could be shoyel mibnei hayira. Umeishiv mibnei hakavod. But if that's what the Tana, right? This is Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara now is concluded. We now have a full understanding of Rabbi Meir. Ben aprokim shol mibnei hakavod umeishiv l'chol adam biemsa shol mibnei hayira. The Gemara is kash. If that's Rabbi Meir, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same exact thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer beemsa shol b'nei akavod b'nei yira b'mishol b'nei akavod or prokim shol b'nei akavod mishol shol b'chol adam. So the Gemara says Yirai Chesrei Mechsra. This fire, by the way, is the first Chesrei Mechsra in Shas. This is the first Chesrei Mechsra in Shas. Chesrei Mechsra. V'achi ketanis. What it means beprokim shol b'nei akavod. And the answer is follows. Going back to our Meir, we learn Pshat wrong. When it says Meishiv, Meishiv doesn't mean Mipnei L'chol Adam. It means it goes without saying. In Echanami, there is no Chiddush. It's the Pashat. Here we go. Beprakim, in between Prakim, Shalom, Mipnei HaKavod. Now you got to add these words in. Three words. V'ein Tzarech Loimar. It goes without saying Shu Meishiv only Mipnei HaKavod. But not L'chol Adam. Machmir. V'em Tzarech because of Yira, but not when they are covered. B'emsa. Who says this? Who's Machmir? Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda's Mekel. B'em. B'en Aprakim. You can even Mishlo Choladam. B'emsa. If you can Mishlo when they are covered. Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. B'emsa. Shalom Mekel. Yira. Mishlo when they are covered. Or the Prakim and the Prakim Shalom they are covered. Mishlo Shalom Choladam. Tanyam Yachi. Have rights. So Namish says explicitly. Hakorei Shema. You reading the Shema. Rabbi, and then who comes? A person of covet. Your Rebbe not afraid of. You give covet. The primary in him, the Rebbe is a covet. Is this itself a very interesting idea in the Gemara that Rebbe is in the covet? Akari Hashema. Upagaboy Rabbi, you mean Rebbe? A godl hamenu, so biprokim, in between the prokim, shalom, they are covet. V'yein tzarech loimar. So here in the Braisa it explicitly says these words, v'yein tzarech loimar, shumesha yiladi answer. V'yein tzarech loimar. And in the parak itself, Shem Ben Hayira, V'ein Tzarech Loimar Shumeishiv. Who says this? Did Rabbi Meir, his Machmir, only the same exact thing. Rabbi Yehuda's Mekel, Rabbi Loimar, B'yem Tzarech Loimar Hayira, Umeishiv, Yikmi Mekel for Hashava, Umeishiv Bnei HaKavod, B'Purakim, Shava Bnei HaKavod, Umeishiv Shalom Mechol Adam. Okay, that concludes this Gemara. New Gemara. Boy Menei Eichi. Eichi was a person. That was his name. An unusual name, Eichi. By the way, every Masechta has Tanoim, Amoroim, names don't appear anywhere else. That was one of the Simonim that who was one of the Gedolim? Someone made a forgery. He made a Gemara Masechta, a Yushalmi on different. What?
Was the Kodesh of Yushalmi?
Yushalmi. And there was no new name. It was a genius. He made up a whole new Gemara, but he didn't write the new. He said about the Rosh. He didn't write the new, and he figured it out because there was no new name in the Masechta. So here we have an Eichi. This is an unusual name. We don't have this too often in Shas, not that I'm aware of. Tana Debe. Who is Eichi? He was a Tana Debe Rabbi Chiya. He was one of the. Tana literally means a person who is an expert in Mishnais. Well, they like before the computers. So there were people that memorized the Mishnais, and they when you needed a Mishnah, so every these people they knew the Mishnais. They would be the encyclopedias. So he was a Tana, an expert in Mishnais, the Bay Rabbi Chiya. So he asked Rabbi Chiya. He asked the May Rabbi Chiya. The Hallel of Megillah Mahu Sheyafsek. Are you allowed to be mafsik? If someone walks into Hallel, you mean saying Hallel, let's say during Yom Tov, yeah, I have to say every single word. And Megillah, we compare Hallel to Megillah. It's very important. Not anyone knows Halacha. On the days when you say the entire Hallel, you have to be very careful not to miss one word. If you miss one word, lo yatsa. Just like Megillah, if you miss one word, lo yatsa. If you miss one word of halal on a day when you say the whole entire halal, lo yatsa. When you say chatzi halal, then you can already slur over the word. It's no big deal if you miss a word or two, because anyway, you're not saying the whole halal. But over here, you're saying halal, and now you've been up. Between the prakim, you're going to be mafsik. Someone walks in. So b'halal megillah ma'ashi yafsik. I mean, the question is, do we say kal v'chaymer? What's the kal v'chaymer? Madach kriyashma deraisa poisek. Madach kriyashma yilami masu between the brachos, between the kriyashma and the brachos, and between the program kriyashma and yilami poisek. How the rabbanim buy your double? We go say no. Parsume nisa adif. Oh, merdek yisoid. Parsume nisa is on a higher madrega than even a din deraisa. It's an obligation to give Hashem shevach v'hoidam. Amulei so he paskin and bechi paskin poisek yilami masu between the program be'ain mikachlum. There's no issue whatsoever. Amar Rabba, nu halacha. Yamim shahayachid goyimer bohem esahal. There are 21 days a year where Yachid says the entire halal. So Gemara in Arachin. Arachin Rashi quotes the Gemara. Bein perek leperek paisek. He holds no big deal. You're allowed only this. We don't let me post bein perek, but bein emsa perek in the paisek you're not allowed to. He comes to be machmir that you're not allowed to be paisek bein emsa perek. So he seems to be saying that we're machmir. It appears. Okay, I don't know mamish to the protein part, but it appears that he's doing choilek.
Because there's a difference here between yeah and kovid also.
Oh, that's what comes. That's what I think. That's what's coming to. He's coming to place because it appears that the Tanakama said Eim Kachlum. He gives the same exact gedarim. He compares. He says that Halal Megillah is exactly the same as Kriyashma, which means Be'em Sah. You're allowed to be Poisek Machloikas from Yudim Meir B'nei Hayira. You're allowed to. He seems to say no. Even B'nei Hayira, you're not allowed to be Poisek. That's one Mahalach in the Gemara. Okay, he doesn't say the Rashi doesn't say you have to be Ma'ayim, but it appears to seem to say something. I'm not sure what it says, but you have to. It seems to go see there's a Machloikas. It's coming to Choylik. And he says here, I'm Rabbi Gemshay Yeshayach Gemus Machalal Ben Perak Poisek. Fine. But B'emsa perek, it's takamu chamur, ain't a poisek at all. The yom, what about the days? Sheha ain hayachid goyim v'chinam etzahal, like Rosh Chodesh. You don't say, you only say chatzi halal on Pesach. The last 6 days of Pesach, the last 7 days of Pesach, you don't say chatzi halal. I feel b'emsa perek poisek because it's not the ikah. If you're not seeing the whole halal, it's only minog, it's not the ikah. Ain't really v'har rav bar shiva. Iklo legabe drivin of yom she'ein hayochid goymer esahal. It was Rosh Chodesh Hava. It was only a minog. And the Lord Pasuk, but he was not mafsik. He walked and he was not mafsik. So the Gemara is a pelvic answer. You know, he wasn't mafsik. He didn't hold from him. He wasn't choshev enough in his eyes that it was kedai to give him covet. To be mafsik. If he would, but in Echnami, a person that was choshev in his eyes, he would have been mafsik. Shiny Rav Bar Shiva. To like choshev alei de Ravina, he was not choshev in the eyes of Ravina to the degree where Ravina felt that it was necessary to place like on day she'ein hayachin gaim hamesahalal. Nugmar, boy minei ashiyan. That's also an unusual name. He was an ahuasi. He was a tana. He was a baki in the mishnayis who learned to bear Rabbi Ami. He asked the Rosh Hashiva, may Rabbi Ami, I have a following shayla hashar b'tainis ma'u sheyitoim. Are you allowed to taste? So Rashi learns you have a cook. You're a chef, you work in a restaurant, and you have to tie him, you have to put the food to your tongue to see if it tastes properly before you serve it. So do we say that it's more? Do we say, achilu ushasiya kibale? When a person was makabal tainis, he was makabal only achilu ushasiya, violeka. And this is not called a timo. I don't we go say hano kibale, when you makabal tainis, it means hano, it's not necessarily sviya. To be satiated, but it means even pleasure. For your ikr, you have pleasure. Amalei, it's mutter. Ikr tainis is that you should torment yourself, that you should be hungry during the day. Having a te'ima, even though it's a momentary hana, that's not called you breaking your tainis. Amalei, toim ve'ein bekach klom. Oh, so let's see. Right now, at this moment in time, and Rashi says, all Rashi says is, look at Rashi. Ma'usha yitoim, esatav shil lodas and tzorich melach oitavlin. So it seems that you don't. If you're a cook, you don't have to swallow it. L'chayra, just putting it on your tongue. L'chayra is enough. L'chayra. Okay, sorry. But we can see now in one more line, you can see an appel to the chiddush that you can mamish swallow up to a revius, which is a significant amount. Yeah, I mean we wouldn't call that a tinus today. So you can go take sips of water up to 3 ounces. Would you call that a tinus today? I think they'd be very happy. They'd be thrilled if they can do that today. And that's what the Gemara is going to say tima means. But at this point, the Gemara just says kfeila, cook. He just needs melach. Tainam yachi. Another brisa, mat emes, eina tuna brach, another halacha. A person, a cook, he puts it to his lip, that's halacha lemaisa. If you're a cook, you just touch it. That's not, something substantial. You don't need a bracha. The asha, but hainis, toye mein kachlum, ad kam. What's the shear? So, machlaikis. Rab Ami, Rab Asi, Tami, ad shear, not a machlaikis. They both say ad shear, rivi asa. Half little fella. You can be mamish, be toye, if you need to, up to a revius.
Yeah, but if there's no bracha, I'm still spitting it out.
No, I don't know if that's the same. I hear what you're saying.
How much could he put into his mouth?
Into his mouth? Revius haloik. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear. So you're saying that you have to spit it out so that you're not in case. Okay, very good. Okay, until revius. Okay, fine. Let's go further. Amrav, nu halacha. Kol anoyis in shalom l'chaveh kodim shispa alay kilu atzah b'bama. A person gives his friend shalom before he davens, as if kiilu aso bam, he made his friend into a bam. Now bam b'shas iser bam mean bam b'shas iser bamas. When you b'zman shabes hamin shayikayam, you're not allowed to go have a private mizbeach in your backyard. So if a person goes and he gives shalom to his friend as if he made a bama, which is avodah zarah, shenamar. It says in the pasuk, chiluchem in adam asher neshama biapo, you shall desist. Say what? Toy says it. What is it? Toy min gachlum yepesh min chanal shechoyzel pole doy chashav hanam enatima avu boleya loy afilu b'shas b'shotaynis mishumach ya pole im tzach bracha shenu gvaldik. Okay, so mamash shesh toy says what it says. Gvaldik. Okay. Amar Rav Anosik Kol Shnosh Nol Chaver Bekadum Shispal Kilo Asah Bama. He makes his friend into a bama, meaning a mizbeach. That you bring a private carbon. You b'shnemetz in the pasuk. That's a terrible avera. That's isu bamas. That's what you had with Chizki and all the Molochim. They were tzaddikim. The only thing they didn't do, rak habamois. See, now you have to come and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get in the base. Now you go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever you want. Shnemar, chiluchem no adam, desist, stay away. What are you going giving significance to the individual? Asher neshama biapo. What is a man? A man is just as the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his nostrils. Ki bamo nechshav. What is it? Bamo is a question. So it's a drasha. What is he worth? He's a nothing. So the moment is a drush. Don't say it's a question. What is he worth? Ella bomo. Two double comments. So the more is making the drasha. And if you go and you give shalom to your friends like you did avodah zarah. It's he did. You brought a carbon. You chayiv misa shkut echutz chayiv ekresos to bring a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. You're supposed to bring the carbon in the Beis Hamikdash to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't go bring them private carbonos. Bring private carbonos that you're saying you're not part of the klal. You're individual. When you come to daven, you have to be part. You have to give. You have to join klal. If you go and you give from the person, you're giving more chashivas to the yachid than you are giving chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you bring a bama. Shmuel says, Shmuel, he's not coming to argue on the drush. He's coming to all. Shmuel's coming to say is, you don't have to make a drush of. Don't read it bamer, read it bamo. You can read it. You can make the same drush even if the pshuta shel mikra bamer, and read it as a question. Bamer chashavta lo zeh, and it's a question. Why have you given significance to the individual? And what is the connotation? Who should you give chashivas to? Not to the individual, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to a human being, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can make the same drasha without, the same idea can be extracted from the pasuk without actually changing the vowels of the word from bameh to bama. Bameh nechshav. Why are you giving chashivas to a human being? The one that you should give chashivas to is the Ribono Shel Olam. It's all he's saying. Shulma bameh echashav to lezev v'lo le. I don't need to come on to a bameh bama. Bameh is also a good drasha when you focus on what the pasuk comes to imply. Next, Masir Rav Sheshes. Now he has a kasha. the prakim, you're telling me over here that if you go and you give, if you greet your friend before you daven, you've done a terrible avera. You've given chashivas to an individual before, you've given chashivas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we just in the Mishnah, we just spent that you're allowed before Shemana Esrei, you're allowed being Birchas Kriyashma to say Shalom Aleichem to a person B'nei HaKavod and B'nei HaYira B'emsa. So Masav Sheishis the prakim, you to the prakim Shalom B'nei HaKavod, Meshav you answered. The more answer, Akasha, Tagim Rabba, the Mashkin Lepiska, it's not Akasha. When we learned that you make him into a Bama or Bame Chashav to Lazer, that's when you go to visit him. You're going to Davin, and you decide before I'll go to Shul, on the way to Shul, I'll stop off, I'll make a detour, I'll go to my neighbor's house, and wish him a good morning, and wish him Shalom. That's a terrible Aveira. That's categorically forbidden. When we learn to the Mishnah, if you give a person Shalom, it's no big deal, you're allowed to be Shoyal and Meshiv. That's when you're in Shul, you're Davening, and someone walks in. Someone came to you. You didn't go to them, they came to you. Then there's no prohibition for you to be Makdim Shalom or to be Meshiv Shalom. Now we have the parentheses. And a person does business before davening. Now look at your email before davening. Before davening, you have to go and do only do avodas Hashem. It's if the Obama. So they said to Obama, Marta. What? It's a whole shot. This is all in parentheses. It's very short. It's a very short. Why? What does Obama have to do with doing work? Where do you have a drash in Chazal? Mishnah on the previous bar when it said Chilchem and Adam, stay away from Ha'adam, from man. That means that you're giving Shalom to a man before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bameh Chashavtai, Bama. But where does it say the word Bama in connection with Chafotzav, doing your private business? So Amalei Bama Marta. Amalei, no, you got mixed up. I got confused. I never really meant to go and say Bama. I just meant to say Loi Aser Kamina. I just meant to say that you're doing a prohibited act. You're not allowed to check into your affairs, do work, go to work before you daven. Uchadav Idi Bar Oven, the Amar Bidi Bar Oven, Amar Avi Yisok Bar Ashion. Aser Lo Adam Lasos Chafotzav Kodem Sheispal Shnemar Tzedek Lefonav Yahalech. That means. Tzedek means you shall do tzedek, mean daven. When you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing what's tzedek, you're doing what's proper. And then, and only then, the Yosein L'derech Pamav, then put your footsteps to your derech, to your work, then go to work. The Yomar Rabbi Idir, he explains the passage we just explained. The Yomar Rabbi Idir Baravin, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashion, Kolam Espalel, V'yachakach Yoyitzil Derech, anyone that davens does it the correct order. First he does tzedek, and then he goes to work. Then V'yachakach Yoyitzil Derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyitzil Loi Chafotzav, he will be successful. Shenemar Tzedek Lefonov Yahalech. First he shall put tzedek in front. The first thing a person should do, he should do what's tzedek. What's tzedek in this pasuk? To daven to Hashem. That's tzedek. And then the Yosem L'derech Pamav. Then HaKadosh, then now here, according to the drasha, Hashem. The one that's speaking over here is not the king. We just learned about before means that it was instruction to the person himself. After he made the tzedek, then he should go to work. Now the Gemara is making a different drasha. That Hashem will make his steps successful. So daven first, Hashem will bless him that he'll have a day of success. Seven days ago, you have a dream. Call you dead. The person is a baby. He's ra means he's not kedai. That Hashem should communicate with him. It's very important that there should be some type of minor communication when a person goes to sleep. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk visoveya with a sin, and that means to be sated, to be satisfied. A person to bracha. A person will have a day of satisfaction. Yolin. He will go to sleep. Bal yipaked ra, and he will not have any trouble. He will not be visited with evil. That's the pshuto shel mikra. The Gemara now is making a drasha. Don't read the word soveya, that he'll have a day of satisfaction, of a life of satisfaction, and not have any visit of evil, but rather al tikri soveya. Don't read soveya. Ela sheva with a shin. Not a sin, and don't read it with a vei, tzerei vei, el sheva, which means if sheva yolin, bal yipoked, kama, if 7 days go by, you sleep for 7 days, and bal yipoked, and Hashem does not visit you with a message in a dream, ra, that's a bad sign. That means that the person has been locked out from what's taking place in heaven, and he's in a lot of trouble. I'll take with Sove El Sheva. Amalei Rav Acha Bered Rav Chia Bar Abba Hachi Amar Rav Chia Bar Amar Biyochlan. Call him another drasha, another pshat in the pasuk. Call him Aspia. Taich the pasuk like we said before. Soveya means to be satisfied. What is the ultimate satisfaction? Torah. Not money, not food. Kol hamaspia atzma midivrei Torah. A person satisfies himself with the Torah, he spends all day learning, vilon, and then he goes to sleep. Ein mivas shenoy soy b'soros ros. He will not hear bad news. It's a bracha. Shenemar v'soveya. If he satisfies himself with Torah, yolin, and he goes to sleep, bal yipaked ra, it will not come upon him ra, bad news, bad tidings. Next, now we go back to the Mishnah. Elohein ben Abrakim. The Mishnah says they are the prakim. The ben Abrakim, between the bracha yoytzer hamoyos and a havaraba. Between a havaraba, boyche, be'amoyos shal be'ava, and shmayis, between shmayis shal and v'chayim shmay, between shmayim and v'yomer. And then, v'yomer and emes v'yatziv. And then the second opinion said, no, 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 no. That's not called Bein HaPrakim. You're not allowed to be mavsik between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and the word Emes. No hefsik allowed. That's called Be'em Saperak. Like Rabbi Huda, that's not called Bein HaPrakim. The Omar Bein Elokeichem Emes V'yatzel Yafsik. You're not allowed to be mavsik between Hashem Elokeichem, even though that's the end of the parasha, and the words Emes V'yatzel. It says the pasuk. V'Hashem Elokim Emes in Yirmiyah. And being that it says Hashem, anytime you say the word Hashem Elokeichem, you must always attach Elokeichem to the word Emes. Emes belongs to the Yatziv, and the parasha ends Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Period. But because we have a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says Hashem Elokim Emes, from here we learn that in this, when you daven, since the word Emes is right after the word Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you must put the two together. You're not allowed to be mafsik. It's considered to be the Emsa HaPerek, and that's Taka the Halacha. Similarly, everyone, you know Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You go to the very end. Now the Gemara wants to know the following shaila. He's sitting in davening, and the shat says, and you're waiting for the shat, so you're not allowed to be mafsik. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And now the shad says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So do you repeat the word Emes, or do you just start with V'yatzev Lech Mekayim V'yosha, or the Amunu Kol Zos? Do you repeat the word Emes after the shad? Because you don't want to be mafsik. That's a gimli. No, here the Gemara is telling us that you not allowed, you're not allowed to be mafsik. It means that you have to put, there's not allowed to be the hefsik of zman. When the shad says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, do you nochemol say Emes V'yatzev? Means again, the shatz concludes, right? Like we do today. Yeah. You say Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You're not allowed to stop there because of the pasuk. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But Emes really is the beginning of the new bracha. It's the haschol of the new bracha. It's a bracha smichul chavert. So you don't say bracha to Hashem. But so now you're waiting 5 minutes. The rav is saying a very long kriyashma, and now the shatz concludes Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now what do you do? Do you say Nochamol Emes, or do you start with the word V'yatziv V'nochem V'kayim V'yosha? Because really, the beginning of the bracha is the word Emes, but I already said Emes because I was Gemashtan. Choyzev Yomer Emes, or in the Choyzev Yomer Emes. Amar Bevoam Yochanan Choyzev holds here. You talk to do. We don't do this, of course. Choyzev Yomer. Rabba Amar. You see, Shulchan Aruch. Ois Aleph is Shulchan Aruch in Simin Samach Vav. Ain a Choyzev Yomer Emes. You don't. That's why you say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And then, when the shatz concludes from Gichem Emes, you say V'yatzev V'nochein. Le'in echoyzev Emes. Now the Morris is a Maisa. Ahud Nochas Kamid Rav. A person went, it appears he was a shatz. Okay, this is a little not confusing, because Halacham will do Halacham Maisa in a moment. And Shamei Rabba Diyamar Emes Emes. So what does that mean? What, okay, the shatz, what is the shatz doing? Shat says, now look, what the shat says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tseyseyeschem Yez L'miyoslechem Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And then the shatz right away said Emes is Nochamol. So he was, so the shatz, he finished off Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then he said Nochamol Emes V'yatzif. That's wrong. Why is that wrong? Because the shatz, the people in the audience, actually the tzibur, so they have to wait because they're finishing quickly. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. They're waiting for the tzibur for the shatz to be Messiah. The shatz Messiah Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But there was a hefsek because they were waiting. So when they start the bracha, they say Emes Viatz V'Nochem V'Kayim V'Yosh. That was the more shaila. The Gemara's maskana was don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. You shouldn't do that either. That's how we pass that's machloikas. But we pass halacha you shouldn't do it. But the shatz certainly shouldn't do it. Because the shatz doesn't have any hefsek. The shatz says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, V'yatzev Nochon. There's no need for the shatz to say, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Emes V'yatzev Nochon. Bishlam are the people in the Tzibor who are waiting. So there's a hefsek, they're doing nothing. So in Echnami, so there's a svara to say, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now I'm waiting 20 seconds for the Rav. And the shatz finishes, so Nochem will start the bracha Emes V'yatzev. But the shatz, that's Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so let him just continue. Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'yatzev Nochem V'kayim Yashar. Emes will be the hasim of Hashem Elokeichem, and it's going to be the bracha. There's no need for the shatz to say Emes, Emes. But that's what this guy did. He said Emes twice. So he was very upset. He said, what are you saying twice? So Zemai Shehoya, this guy is obsessed. Call MS MS Tafse Lahai. This person is obsessed with the word MS. He's saying it too many times. There's no need for the shatz to MS MS twice. Now, halacha lemaisa, we all know that when the shatz says in the siddur, when the shatz concludes the kriya shema, he concludes quietly. His own Kriya Shema, when the Shat Yidayim for the Amud, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But though he says it quietly, he shouldn't confuse the Tzibur. And then, after the Raw finishes, he repeats the three words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes.
That's because you need Ramach, no?
Right, you need Ramach. And he's Moitzi the Olam with the Ramach. And that's why when you're davening be Yechidus, so you say Kel Melech Neman to say to be Mashem the Ramach. The 248 words corresponding to the 248 limbs in the person's body, but you only have 245. How are you going to get the 248? So the shatz repeats, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the shatz must repeat those three words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the shatz really is saying, but he's not saying Emes, Emes. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And right away he goes, V'yatzev Nochem, doesn't repeat the word Emes twice. Okay. Yeah, I don't say not to be burning shalom. Okay, in the article siddur, it's very clear. You know, it's hard to make a mistake and use the article siddur. They make it very clear. The shots chayzer v'yomer Hashem Elokeichem Emes. They really made it crystal clear what you're supposed to do. Next time, look in the siddur, you'll say Amar Rav Yosef. Kama Malya Hayshmaitz. How beautiful is the following halacha? The chiyaser of Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar. He said Amar b'marava. This was a minog Eretz Yisrael. What did they do in Eretz Yisrael? Arvis, when they came to Ma'ariv, they said Shema, the Hoyim Shemoya, but there's really no need to say the Parsha of Ayomer, because Ayomer is the Parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we can get away with it. You don't have to say Dafka Parsha, you can just say, well, the more we'll say in the moment, you can say anything about Yitzias Mitzrayim to Mekayim Yitzias Mitzrayim. And why would you want to say the Parsha of Ayomer for Tzitzis? But you don't say Tzitzis at night. You don't say Tzitzis at night, so there's no need. So what would they do? But it's a very beautiful thing to say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So they will be Makatzer. They'll be Medalek. What will they do? Arvis, Myriv, Daber, El Bnei Yisrael, V'yamar to Aleihem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That was the whole Vayomer. Abridged version of Vayomer. This was the minig in Eretz Yisrael, B'shanim Kadmonios. Omle Abaya. So Abaye said, why is this such a nice thing to do? I'm going to buy my mouth. So what's so nice about this minute? The whole... Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav, lo yaskil.
I want to ask you, kol pasha, lo shkina moshe, siki, you can ask me.
So talk, why don't we ask the kasha? I have a pasuk. I don't know the, I was thinking about this. What's talk of shat? How is Yadu Yim? I don't know. I don't know the answer, no. V'ho Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav, lo yaskil, the halach is you're not allowed to, lo yaskil, he says, don't bother. Myriv, don't say the parsha of Vayomer at all, because Zlaila loves man tzitzis. bim hischil, but once you start gomer, maybe because what you're saying is because called parshad leposkel meshabena nan lepaskina no called psugi. Now once you start, it's not there cheres. You got to go all the way. Bechitem, maybe you'll tell me no. That's not called the haschala because all you said was vayomer Hashem Moshe daber el bnei Yisrael viamart alehem bechitem viamart alehem. Just saying the part of the pasuk to the words viamart alehem loy have haschala. That's not significant to be called a haschala, really. But the Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Amar Rav Dabrel Bnei Yisrael Lo Havi Haschala. The Amar Taleim Havi Haschala. He says explicitly that the words the Amar Taleim is called a haschala. So Mela, once you start, you got to finish. Amar Papa, no, Kosev Merava. That's exactly the point in Eretz Yisrael Recholik. They hold even the words of Yamarta Alehem, even that's not a haschala. Yamarta Alehem, nami lo yavi haschala. Ad omar vi osulohem tzitzis. You have to go and mention the toichen, the meat and potatoes of the parasha. And that is Yamarta, and so until you get there, it's not called a haschala. Amra baye hilcha difor. And therefore, what do we do in Bavel? In Bavel, we paskin. So here's like you're caught, you get swept in. Because we can't be worse than what they do in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they say, that's all they say. But we in Bavel paskin that v'yamarat aleihem, even without saying v'yosulahem, it's called the haschala. That's how we paskin. Awesome. Melu is stuck. We have to do like what they do. But once we also pass, it's called the haschala. Once the maschil, we have no choice but to be going there. So it's very interesting. That's why Bizman Hazeh, that's what appears. Bizman Hazeh, the reason why we say the parasha of Tzitzis is because it's only because we're swept in. We're swept in. We do what they do in Eretz Yisrael. We only really want to say, ideally, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's a beautiful thing to say Hashem Elokeichem Enes. That's essential. That's whatever is part of the Ma'ariv. But once we already start, we have no choice but to be Mesam, because we hold that even the Amartim is called Haschala. Amar Abaye, Hilko Chanan Asulim Maschalinon, Dukam Maschalim B'maravo. The cave on the Aschalinon, we have no choice. Migma Nami Gamrinon, the whole Amar Rav Kahan, because we pass like Avram Rav. Lo Yaschal Vim Hischal Gavin. We call you, we consider to be Haschala. Chia Barav Amar. If you say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you must say emes. Lo yomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, ein tzoch lomar emes. You don't have to say emes. In other words, he's telling us that you don't even have to say the bracha of emes v'yatzif. Okay, what does Rashi say? Let's look at Rashi. He's just saying the same exact thing. But I think what the Gemara means is, I didn't pick this up. I think what he's saying is that the only time you have to, bigger chiddush, if I'm not mistaken, is you don't even have to say the brach of MS, the Amuna, at Ma'ariv. The only reason why he's saying MS, the Amuna, he's supposed to say, That's only if you're coming off Kriya Shema. Now let me look over here. I didn't pick this up when I prepared. Let me just read this over here. Omar Anishim Hilbalayla Tzarech Tzarech Lomar Achar Birchas. No, talk like I said. You must have the Baruch, the entire Baruch. That's what Emes V'Emuna. Kedil Lachas Mechal Emes. Kedil Lachas Mechal Emes. Kedil Lachas Mechal Emes. Ach lo emar shechem klem ha shloi kar parash v'emar. Ein et Tzarech Lomar Birchas Emes V'Emuna. U l'shitasai nimsa she parashas v'emar Birchas u Birchas Emes V'Emuna B'Layla Ein Echayva. Ein Echanami. He's coming to be Chaylek. He holds the entire bracha that we learned before, that you have to say two, it says in the Mishnah, yeah, maybe he has another Tana, as a Babrais, as a Kapella, I don't know. But he's saying over here that the entire bracha of Emes Ve'emuna, which concludes with Goal Yisrael, is not a Chayva. There's no obligation. So, Okay, I don't know, fine. But whatever it is, the bracha is not a chayva. The mail of the only time you have to say, the only reason you get swept into saying that bracha is that you say vayomer. Because vayomer can go to Hashem Elokeichem. And that triggers, that kicks in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Hashem Elokim Emes. So once you say the parasha of vayomer, and you conclude Hashem Elokeichem, you say Emes. Once you say Emes, you got to say the bracha. But if you don't say vayomer, don't even say the bracha of vayomer, then you don't even get into Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you don't even get into the bracha. Unbelievable. That's what he says. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? If you're not going to say the parasha of of tzitzis, because tzitzis is lav's man light, is not a chiv at night. And the male, you're not going to say Hashem lekechem emes. So you're not going to say emes emuna. You're not going to be mazkir yitzias mitzrayim balayla. And you must l'man tizkas yom tzeischa me'eretz ram kol yimecha yechal yimecha yechal yom kol yimecha yechalelos. That was ben zoyma. You have to say yitzias shayim balayla. So if you're not going to say emes emuna, you're not going to say the entire bracha. You're not going to miss out. The above that kol yitzias shayim balayla. The Gemara says you're right. If you're not going to say the bracha emes emuna, so just say a tefillah katzara. Just say in the Nusach HaTfilah, say Damahachi Moedim Anachnu Lucha Hashem Elokeinu Shehoi Tzei Sadu Meretz Mitzrayim Ufidi Sadim Bibes Avodim Yosis Salon Nisim Gvuros. You've done for us miracles Al Hayom V'sharnu Lach, and we've sung to you. Rashi fills in Micha Moicha V'Elam Hashem Mikmocha Ned B'Kodesh. We sang to you the song of Micha Moicha Enechnami. That's what you're going to have to be mashlim if you're not going to say the bracha Emes Yemuna. Next. We learned in the Mishnah. The Seder, there's a precise order. First you say Shema, and then you say V'hoya Im Shur. Why do you say Shema first? Because Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. V'hoya Im Shema is second because Kabbalah's HaMitzvahis. First Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, then Kabbalah's HaMitzvahis. And so now, Omar, Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Parasha Shema, Tanya. And then what? Then after Kabbalah, then on Tanya, Rabbi Yishuv Ben Yechoy Omer, Bedin Hu, I don't need to come on to Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karcha's roots. I have a better reason, another reason. Bedin Hu, Shayaktim Shema, Livahoyim Shemoya, Shezel Lilmoid. Because in Shema comes first, Vishiv, it says, Vidibar Tobom. You shall learn Torah. Lilmoid. Vizel Lilamid. And in Parsha, and in the Parsha Svihoya im Shmoya, it says, Vishinantam Livonecha. Teaching. And Vihoyim Shmoya Livayim. It makes sense that Vihoyim Shmoya comes before Vihoyim. Why? Shazel Lilmoid. Vihoyim Shmoya is Vishinantam Livonecha. Vizelasa is Tzitzis. Vasisem is called Mitzvah Sashem. So there's learning, teaching, and doing. That's the proper logical order. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? In the all parashas, the parasha of Shema, Atu Shema, Lilmod, Ista, Lilamid, Lilasas, Lesle. In Shema, you have all three also. You have Vidibar Tabam, Vishinantam Livonecha, and you have Tfilin, Mezuzah, which is Akim of Asiya. Lilmod, Atu Shema, Lilmoid Islay Lilamid Vilasis Leslay Vyoksiv, it says Vishinandam, which is teaching, and it says Ukishartam Khasaftam, which is Asiya. Visu furthermore, Visu Vihoya Im Shavoya Lilmoid Hudi Islay, you only have learning Vilasis Leslay Vyoksiv, but it says in the parsha of Vihoyam Shmoy Kashartam Khasaftam, you have Asiya in the parsha of Vihoyam Shmoy also. So what are you telling me over here that in the parasha of the Haftah you have only learning, the Hoyim Shmoya you have learning and teaching, and in the parasha you have teaching, in the parasha of Hoyim you have Asiya, it's not so. You have in the first two parashas, you have everything. In the parasha one, parasha two, you have everything there. So what's going on? El Gemara's Hachikamah, B'din Ushatakdim Shmoya L'Hoyim Shmoya Shazel L'Moyd U'lamit, V'lasis, in Echanami. In the parasha number one we have to re-explain. You have all three. In parasha number one, you have learning, vidibar tabam. You have teaching, vishinantam levonecha. And you have asiya, tefillin and mezuzah. And v'hoyim shmoya, shazel l'mulamed v'lasas. Period. V'hoyim shmoya l'vayomer, shazel yeshba l'lamed v'lasas. In the parasha of v'hoyim shmoya, you don't have learning explicitly. You have teaching. You have Vishinantam Levonecha, but you don't have the word Vidibar Tobom in the parish of Vihoya Im Shemona. Even though Rashi bavons that you only can teach if you first learned, right? I mean, you can't, you're not Shaykh. But it doesn't say it explicitly. It just says teaching. And in Vihoya Im Shemona it says, Asiya, do the mitzvahs. So parish of, you have two of the three. And Vayoymer Ein Bo El Olas, so it's Vilvadim, only has one. Okay, so that's the order. Shema is three. Vayim Shema is two. Vayoymer is one. The Gemara says, okay, it's a very nice thing, but Yeshakoyach, we have a better reason. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas HaMitzvos. The Tebik Leib Mid Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karcha. The Gemara says, you're right, I'm not coming to negate Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karcha. I'm giving you another reason. Chad of Yed Kamar. Chad, and I'm walking the Yishuv Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila. V'yakach kav lo b'lo mitzvahs. V'yoy, another reason, mishum dispei nami ahani mili achra achra naisa, we have these other things as well. Now we have nukhe gemar, whole new sugya. Rav Moshe Yodeh v'kol kar yishmei, Rav, he washed his hands. V'koro kriyashma, v'anach tefillin, the pella. He wore tefillin after he said kriyashma. In other words, he said kriyashma without tefillin. Hafle yofel, v'tzalim v'ni david. Veich yavid ahach, you do this. V'yad taylon v'nabraisa, choyfer koch l'meis, v'kever, person is doing a mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah. And he builds a burial crypt. So stop what you're doing. You have to wash your hands. And here, look at the order. Number one, umaniach tefillin. The erste zach is tefillin. The zweite zach is v'koyre kriyashma umespalal and yidavin. Now, before the Gemara answers the kasha, the Gemara just wants to take note that there's an internal contradiction. Hagu v'koshya reisha. First, it says amar potter yipotter from mitzvahs. You're being oisek in kvuras ames. The sefer it says when it's man kriyashma arrives, you have to stop. You have a stira chav sefer chayiv holokasha. Sefer betray v'reisha. It depends if someone can take over for you. If you have the ratio is going when you only have one person, do you have only one person, therefore don't stop. The safe is someone can take over for you. A ratio is safer, betray ratio b'chad. Because we have a steer between what Rebbe did. What do you do first? Do you first say Kriya Shema? Do you first put on tefillin? It's a kasha on Rav. So Mar, it's not a kasha. Rav Taka puts tefillin on after Kriya Shema. Rav Krabi Shubin Karchas Filu. Diyamar. First comes Ol Malchu Shamayim Tchilo. V'yachar Kachol Mitzvah. Zachas Yimakal Ol Malchu Shema. And then you go to the mitzvahs, you put on tefillin. The Gemara says that's nonsense. Eimo Diyamar Rabbi Shubin Karchol Lachaktim Kriya L'Kriya. That's only when it comes Kriya. L'Kriya. That's only when it comes to reading. When it comes to which parsha do you read first? You first read the parsha of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shema before you read the parsha of mitzvahs. When it comes to Asiyas HaMitzvahs, even Rabbi Shulman Karcha agrees that the Halacha L'Maisa, the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, takes precedent to the Kriya, just the reading of the parsha. Kriya L'Asiyah Mishamilei V'su, furthermore, how can you tell me that Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon Karcha? Rav doesn't hold from Rabbi Shimon Karcha. V'sumi savalek Rabbi Shimon Karcha v'yomar Rabbi Chiba Rashi zimn sagin many times. Have koimna I was standing kamei drav umakdim umashayode. Rav himself he was makdim. Rav himself he got up early umashayode. He washed his hands umivarech and he made a bracha birchas atoyra. He gave a shir. He gave a shir. And then umanach tefillin. Oh! First he put on tefillin. V'hodakari kriya shma. So v'chi teima, you'll tell me the reason why he did it in this sort of, the reason why he first put on tefillin before kriya shma, the v'loy mot is man kriya shma. It was too early to say kriya shma. If that's the case, I'm saying, my ashad say derav chi barashi. What's the chiddush? If you're telling me over here the reason why he did Kriya Shema, the reason why he put on tefillin before he put on the Kriya Shema is because it was too early to say Kriya Shema. So what are you telling me? What are you? Why are you going through the effort of telling me his Seder Hayom? You would only go through the effort to tell me his Seder Hayom if it was a chiddush lehalacha. If you're telling me that it was too early to recite Kriya Shema, and that's why he filed the sweater, there is no chiddush lehalacha, and we don't need a diary of what he did every single day. So the Gemara says, no, there is a chiddush halacha. Really, I'll tell you, don't bring a raya to the what comes first. What comes first, is the first mitzvah or not? The chiddush is that he said birchas haTorah, even from Mishnah. Remember, we learned 2 days ago, there's machlokes, if you have to say birchas haTorah only for Talmud. When you learn Mishnah, you don't necessarily have to recite birchas haTorah. Okay, the worst case, fine, you're right. This second kasha, I back off. I back off. But it's still l'chayra. But mikomakam kashi l'rav. The first kasha is still a kasha. Why? What about Rabbi Shulman Karcha? Rabbi Shulman Karcha. The only time he said that you do kabbalas olmal choshmayim first is only l'kriya. But now when it comes to asiyah, seal l'chayra misvara comes first. So how then could it possibly be that Rav, he would first do the mitzvah of tefillin and would then do the kriya of kriya shema? L'chayra, when it comes to the ma'aseh mitzvah, it's the ma'aseh mitzvah comes first. The Gemara says, you're right, that was a bad day. Mikomokim koshi l'Rav, it's kashin Rav, what's Rav doing? Shaluchu hu da'avis, it was the shamus who blew it. He didn't bring him his tefillin. The tefillin were not present. And if the zman was passing, it was already late, it was already almost 9:30. And if you don't say kriya shema now, it's now or never. He had no choice. This is not an indication of what he holds on a regular day when he does have his tefillin. Amar Ula. Ula concludes, this is, everyone knows this, so we pass tonight, there's a new hakpada, that you must be wearing your tefillin when you say kriya shema. Kol ha-korei kriya shema b'loi tefillin. You're reading the parasha of tefillin, now wearing kriya shema. Ki ilu made eid sheker b'yatzmai. He's saying false estimate, because he's saying tefillin, now wearing tefillin. Amar b'chi baraba, amar b'yachna, ki ilu kikrev oila b'loi mincha. Just like an oila is accompanied by a mincha, and a zevach is accompanied by nesachim, zevach and nesachim. So the parasha of kriyashma should be accompanied with the kiyum, with what it says in the parasha. What accompanies the parasha? To wear the tefillin. To, and you're not wearing the tefillin, so it's like you're bringing a carbon, and you're not bringing things which are supposed to accompany the carbon. Fine. If you want to be mekabel, a perfect. Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. So first Yifneh. First you should go to the Beis Hakiseh. You should be clean, a guf naki. The Yitul Yadav. You should be metahar yourself. Clean. You should wash your hands. If you're in the tefillin, be put on the tefillin and the yikur kriyashma. The Yispalel. The Zohi Malchus Shemayim Shalema. Because your guf is naki. Washing your hands means it's not only is it naki, you've sumera. You've taken away all the tumas sumera. I say toiv, you have done something positive to sanctify yourself by washing your hands. You're putting on the Shem Hashem. You bring upon yourself which is going to be what it says mamish in the parasha, and then you makabel omal choshamayim. And what else do you need to do? It's not just enough to be shlema. You must continue. When you makabel omal choshamayim, it doesn't stop there. You must go weiter, and also the spalel. Then zuhi malchus shamayim shlema. Okay, we'll stop here, top of the page.